Okay, so yesterday we noted that there is a principle that is found in several areas of halacha, which the Gemara connects. Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, that one is obligated to create a sukkah, create a mezuzah actively rather than have it on a door and then, you know, create the doorway around it or the house around it, whatever you're going to do. Tzitzis, which is obviously how we're getting into it, but we're starting with the examples in sukkah. Yesterday what we did was a very careful read of the Gemara in the first few lines of the Mishnah. So let us just summarize where we are. The Mishnah introduces the case of the sukkah of Hidla Lavet Agefen. What's Hidla Lavet Agefen?
Cut the vertical.
No. Hidla Lavet Agefen. Thank you. You map, you know, you stretch out the vines over the sukkah, and then, so if you leave them there, is it kosher?
No.
No, it's pasul, because it's mechubar.
Right.
It's mechubar. Then the Gemara introduces the question of what happens if you cut them. So the Gemara brings 2 dayot. Shmuel, Rav Shmuel goes back and forth. What are the 2 dayot? Lamaskana. Of the Gemara is that Shmuel paskin tzarech lana'aneh and Rav holds you. Ein tzarech lana'aneh. What is the machloket? Right? So you have 2 positions. You have Shmuel, that you need to shake it, pick them up. Machloket sachronim. Rashi says pick it up one by one. Does he really mean one by one? Not one by one, fine. And Rav says you have to cut it. You just have to cut it. You don't have to do anything. What is their machlokes? So according to Rashi, what's the machlokes?
Whether there's tas below or not.
No. According to Rashi, well, let's try again. According to Rashi, everyone understands that the machlokes is a machlokes within the principle of tas below mina asui. What is the machlokes according to Rashi? You weren't here. No, you were on a cheat sheet. So, but if you remember,
do it one at a time. Or no?
So why? What's the conceptual? Rashi is very clear. Rashi actually tells you the conceptual model, right? What's meaning? What according to Rashi?
What is a maisa?
Or
what counts as a maisa? Sorry.
Rashi holds that na'anua is halachically stira,
and rebuilding.
Right? Is destroying and rebuilding. And ktsitsa is a maisa ktsat. And the machloket, according to Rashi, again, I'll read it to you, Chazara,
is whether ktsitsa is a
maisa. Right? Rashi again says that if you hold kitzitzan is kasher, is nihid ein tzarech lachzor ulis sotra kula. You don't have to go and destroy it. But you have to shake it a little bit. Why? So he says later on that kishata oseotat he ruya l'sukav amun asur b'psul she'en ro'a l'sukav ata metakno b'tikun mu'at. Right, the machloket for him is, do you have to destroy and rebuild, or you have to do a maisa? Why? So the way we suggested yesterday is that according to Rashi, the machloket is what? Who was here? Some of you were, some of you weren't, right? That is it, the Tas of Amun Asui is a proactive chiyuv of Taseh, or it's a psul of Asui. Right? If it's proactive Taseh, so then you have to make it.
Right.
Which means that you have to do Ninanua, which according to him means undoing and rebuilding. Or do you think that it can't be Minha Asui? And all you have to do is prevent it from being completely passive. And therefore, you just need a maisek tzat. That's Rashi. What did Rabbeinu Chananel say? Right, Rabbeinu Chananel had said, yes, you should have a sukkah. It is a close read of sukkah. So what did Rabbeinu Chananel say? He had said that if your kitzitzan, so you need na'aneya, you need it because you need a masa l'shem sukkah b'schach atzma. So Amar Le'avuna, Shmuel Omer Tzarech l'na'aneya, afo pi shechotcham, well, machsh afil b'lo l'anu, ala kivin shekotetsu v'hotzio, mitorat mechubarin, dayo. Right, he seems to say at this stage in the Gemara that it's a machlokes about what the issue is here.
Right.
If you think that the issue is only mechubar, so then all you need is ktsitsa. You need to cut it so it's not mechubar. Mm-hmm. And if you hold nanua, then clearly you think that there is something you need in addition to removing it from the psul of mechubar, presumably, as the Gemara will tell you later, tasav lo mana asui, meaning the machloket sounds like, is whether there is a principle of tasav lo mana asui.
Ah, that's a bigger machloket.
Yes. There is a third possibility, which we didn't do yesterday, but that's what I sent out to you, which is that I'm assuming at this point that these are two separate questions, mechubar and tasav lo mana asui, but who disagrees with that?
The
Ritva, thank you.
Nice.
Right? Because what does the Ritva say?
He says...
I WhatsApped it to you, right?
Oh, to all of us?
Yes, I WhatsApped it to the Migdal group. So if you didn't get a chance to look at it, now you can pull it up. I'll read you.
The reason why Mechubar is a problem is time.
Correct! The Ritva has a massive chiddush. Rashi thinks that Mechubar is one psul, and Tasav Lo Mana Asui is a different halacha. The Ritva says, "V'nira lomar, the psul mechubar hainu mishum tasav lo mana asui." The Ritva says there is no such psul of mechubar, right? Rashi thinks that mechubar is a psul schach, and tasav lo mana asui is a chiyuv in how you make schach. The Ritva says no. Why is mechubar asur? Because it's completely passive. The ilu mechubar de nafik migarn v'yekav lo nasib al masa klal mitchilato l'shum inyan avol talush she nasib al masa adam l'shem dira v'chayotze bo avisal kegay tachta kasher kol eichad v'edumya de garn v'yekav shikulum in aretz v'yem akav al tumav azur kava asrei v'hayin d'rachin in hacha my iri mishum dazam al azur tev klem mishum mechubar de patzol tzvei shu asrei min asrei me asmas lo nasib al masa klal betalush. Right? He says the discussion here is, I mean, these are two madregos, right? Mechubar itself is just an extreme case of tasav lo mana asui.
What if you like pull it from the branch? And,
So presumably that's the chiddush here, is that even though hidlad lavet agefen, we did a maisa, it is a maisa.
Yeah.
But because it's still attached, that's considered asui, because nothing's really happened. And therefore, there is no such rule as mechubar. And therefore, the whole Gemara, the reason that there's an ambiguity about whether mechubar or tasav lo mana asui is because mechubar is just an extreme instantiation of tasav lo mana asui. Mm-hmm. Yes?
I think maybe the way that you could say that it's not the mechubar is not the same thing as tasav lo mana asui is that, like, I mean, what's really asui about something that's mechubar? The fact that it, you know, like, you didn't make any part of the schach or you didn't put it on your schach. Because you wouldn't really put it on your spot in this case.
Very good.
But the fact that it was just, you know, created by someone that wasn't you, like, that's, I mean...
Good, so who holds that?
I don't know.
Rashi! Now think about it. Right, Rashi tells you, hey, how are you? I didn't know you were coming. You don't tell me anything, right?
He doesn't tell us anything.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah?
Sorry, let me interrupt.
So Rashi says,
like any branches that you have,
Rashi, think about Rashi. Rashi is a very strong logic to Rashi, which is the Mishnah isn't talking about a case where what? Where it passively falls on the sukkah.
Right.
He's talking about Hitla Avet Geffen. Ma pitom tasav lo mana asui. Right? It must be the Dipsum Bechubar. And because it's a psul mechubar, therefore it was pasul when it was hidla lavet agefen. Mimela, tasav lo mana asui is invoked.
But
if it weren't for the fact that mechubar was a separate psul,
it
wouldn't be tasav lo mana asui because you were active. The reason considered passive is because as long as it's mechubar, it's a psul schach. And therefore the only maisa that counts is after tzitza.
Right.
Right, that's how Rashi understands the sugya. Exactly like Yehoshua. The Ritva says no. Right? Now, according to the Ritva, you have to come up with a chiddush. Because what does the Ritva say? Right? Again.
The psul of...
How is it? But you'll ask me the kasha from Yehoshua, which is, Mampitom, how can you say this is not asui? I was hidla lovin' a gefen. So what does he say?
He says...
Right, the ilum mechubar did nafik migar meyekev lo nasav umasak klal mitchilato l'shum inyan. Meaning, what does he say? His chiddush is going to have to be that it doesn't count because as long as it is attached to the ground, it's essentially in its natural state. And any maisa that you would do doesn't count. It's not ole. Because think about it, right? In the end of the day, if vines, they grow by themselves sometimes, sure. Right? Meaning, what is it that would distinguish this as a maisa? Nothing, because it's still attached to the ground. Fundamentally, that, for him, probably is mafkia. You know the way we say, like, certain things? Anything which is mechubar karka is not mekabel tuma. Right? Because it's not usable. It's, right? It's mufka from being usable. Even if you're using it, it's mufka. Right? It's a stat, it's attached to the ground. It's definitionally not an action. Not before all, it's not an action. Halachically, the Ritva is going to say that this is not an action because it's mechubar. So that is the Ritva's position in this sugya. So now let's go back to the Gemara. Okay? So now the Gemara connects between this Gemara and Tzitzis. Kihadar of Amram Chasida. And this is the Gemara from Menachot. Rav Chasida, Amram Chasida, Ramatchel Talib Farzuma Din Shebeisei. He used to put Tzitzis on the clothes of his
wife.
His wife. Right? Because he felt that women were Chayavot, which we've done. My share is done. Below Pasak Rashi Chutin Shalahen. But what would he do? He would hang them and not cut them. So Rashi said, "Letzitziot bekanfor atalit chut echad kaful arba v'tochlo v'kanaf odenu chut echad v'kov lo rei shmona kfalim uposik rashin lehem v'nasin shmona chutin." He put it in his four strings, doubled. V'rav Amram shachav v'lo poskan atchaser kolagdim v'kishrein. He tied it while it was still.
Still
attached.
All connected. De'ein ba'lachur echad. Right, it was one big string that he he folded it like this, tied all the knots.
Right.
He was going to cut it at the end to make it multiple strings. Right, he just took a spool of thread, and he forgot. Right, he forgot. It's one big string, right? That's how Rashi says it. One big string, right? Just fold, tie. How he managed to do this beyond me.
How are you wrapping one string around the other if they're attached?
I mean, you could do the last string, or either the first or the eighth string if that's not attached to the end. But the hardest part
is pretty hard.
How do you do the knots? Because you have to take four and four and actually twist them together.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
If you have tchela, then you have to cut it at exactly the right spot.
Zaykasha. I don't really know. However, he did it, right? Very impressive. Yes. Also, Gemei de Rav Chia Bar Ashi and Amar Lehachi Amar Rav. So he came before Rav Chia Bar Ashi, quoted from Rav Mefaskon Vin Ksherin, says, "You cut them, they are kosher." Now, at this stage in the Gemara, what is the connection between Tzitzis and Sukkah? Two possibilities.
They're both Maisios you have to do.
Meaning either the principle in both sugyot, the Gemara already knows is Taso Vomina Asui, and therefore the question in both sugyot like Rashi is what counts as a Maisa enough to make it Taso Vomina, right? Not Taso Vomina Asui.
Right.
But if you haven't yet introduced that, you still think it's Mechubar, then...
What is it doing here?
So then what are you going to have to do? Right, or like the Ritva, you think that Mechubar is actually conceptually linked. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to say? Yes, right. That the machlokus, the connection here is the act of detaching from a problematic source enough of a maisa or not? Right, that's the question in both sugya, in both halachic questions. It's about gauging, right? What is this maisa? Is the maisa ktitza enough? Right, we talked about yesterday, right? You have to keep asking yourself throughout this sugya whether the machlok is about what you need or what you have. Right?
Yes.
Right, what you need or what you have. Meaning, you can agree on the principle and argue about whether this act counts, or you can argue about the principle.
Sure.
Right? Meaning, Rabbi Hananel thinks they're arguing about what you need.
Yeah.
Right? Rashi thinks they're arguing about what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Right, everyone agrees Tasav Amanasu. The only question is that what we have right now? Is this considered Asiya?
Right.
Rabbi Hananel says the Machlokes is about whether there is such a principle.
Yeah.
At this stage. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "I'm a psikasan to asiyasan, v'alchanamik psikasan to asiyasan." So now the Gemara says, "V'samar Shmuel lo amrinim psikasan to asiyasan." So the Gemara at this point assumes that whatever is true in one sugya is true in the other sugya. So therefore, he says, "So Shmuel holds that you need l'na'aneya," which according to this logic should mean that he will not hold that merely cutting the strings is enough of a ma'isa to be machshir the tzitzis. V'atani Shmuel mishum rebichia, but Shmuel holds that hitel shnei karna bevarachad v'achar karach pasach rashi chutin shalen ksheirin, that if you take the strings, attach it to two corners. Right, this is even more complicated, right? Rashi said, "Asa arbak falim aruchim kashir shteitzitz yod vachan roshechem meknav zev rosh acher beknav zev kofa varoshin ad shegiu zel zel leemza orka." Okay, if you can figure out how to do this, I can sort of imagine how to do this. But he tied two strings, two corners of the tzitzis in one shot. Gavi's like, I can't even imagine what he's doing here. And Yeshua is like, I can do it.
What is the scenario where this would come up?
Someone did it. I don't know.
It would be a lot harder to do it than it would be to forget to detach them or something.
I don't know. Look, in general, remember that the Gemara talks about cases of like birds that grow out of trees and stuff like that, and you'll ask me, what's the scenario in which that'll happen? I don't know, but the Gemara talks about it. It's a theoretical lumdish possibility. And one day, maybe it'll be Lamaisa. Okay? Yeah. Look, don't ask me, why did the Meiri, writing 700 years ago, weigh in on whether cloning was mutter? I don't know. Okay, how did he know cloning was a possibility 700 years ago? I don't know, but he actually writes that. He says, "Yadua b'chachmei ateva," that we could clone, that we could create human beings without pur-revu, and if we could do it scientifically, it would not be a violation of magic. He wrote that 700 years ago. How did he know to ask that question? I don't know, but it is there, beferish in the Meiri. Okay. Including the line of Yadua, that this is possible. Not just if, but we know that this is a theoretical, conceptual, scientific possibility. Okay? Poskim do this. Remember, the Gemara also has the question of what happens if a woman gives birth to a mountain? That is a Shaila in the Gemara.
What?
Mountain. That's what the Gemara says. If a woman gives birth to a mountain. Yes, that is also a Gemara. It is a Gemara about Rava making a golem. It's a machloket, a woman giving birth to a mountain. If these
a mountain,
to a har.
Maybe like a big person.
Or no, probably a mound of nothingness. And also, like, you know, animals giving birth to fish, and fish giving... All these sugyas are there. And what if a sheep gives birth to something that looks like a horse, and all types of wonderful, fascinating sugyas.
Yeah, just imagine if we cut out all of the sugyas that do absolutely nothing. Imagine if we cut all of those out, how much easier dafyomi would be.
What do you mean? That's the fun. You get to these dafim and you're like, oh,
and you're like, what is happening here?
Yeah, well, you know what? Try teaching those to other people in the 40-minute slot you have for Daf Yomi and see how well that goes over. No, sorry, don't have time. Don't have time to explain what it means for a woman to give birth to a mountain. We've got to move through. Okay?
What? The other ones at least are like...
But that wouldn't be Daf Yomi, it would be Riff Yomi.
Oh, if you cut out half the Gemara, it wouldn't be Daf Yomi either. It'd be half Daf Yomi.
You
could just skip over.
Correct, in the GMO discussion, this has become very important.
Altogether.
Look, see, Gavi, you think that it wasn't important, but where do you think everyone started looking when they started posking on GMO shilas? That's where they started looking. It was an actual shayla a few years ago. Is a tomato kosher if it has been genetically modified to have eel genes that make it impervious to cold? That is an actual shayla from just a few years ago, which every kosher organization had to deal with because many of your tomatoes have eel genes in them. Okay, these are actual shaylas.
I bet.
No wonder there's a snake issue.
That comes from what sugya you said?
These sugyas. And what happens if you create a salmon without simanim, or you create an eel with simanim? These are shailas in poskim. They're Verbachi Daron, the OU has a tshuva on it, the COR has a tshuva on it.
Yeah, it's very practical.
Rishon Zalman weighs in on some of these.
For a kashrut in our tomatoes?
What?
That's actually fine, a kashrut now in our tomatoes?
No, they poskim that it's fine. But where do you think they were looking in the sugyas? In these types of sugyas.
Issue.
Fun times. So at the end of the day, it's a good thing they talked about it, because otherwise, when we came to these shows, we wouldn't know what to do. Now, we're just confused. But at least we have sources.
Was actually scientifically advanced, and they were already grown people in petri dishes.
Yeah, I know.
You think that there aren't poskim who say that?
Are you serious?
Okay, I've showed you this machlokas before, no? The machlokas, Taz, Knesset Hagdola, Maritzchios, right? They go back and forth about whether they have a machlokas about whether printing has the status of ksiva or of chakika.
Really?
Right? Nafkamina for Torah. And what is the Taz actually brings a raya, the Achronim actually bring these rayos, and they go back and forth on whether this counts as a good raya, which is, if it was considered ksiva, then Moshe Rabbeinu would have invented it, and Shlomo Melech would have invented it to solve problem X, Y, and Z. So since they didn't, haraya...
It's not ksiva.
I kid you not. These are actual discussions in Acharnim. On Shulchan Aruch. Not like, okay? These are actual discussions.
Hurting me, Hurting me.
Yes. Well, whatever. And don't worry, Maraskis is the one who says, what? What are you talking about? That's crazy. Of course he is, because thank God for the Maraskis. Always thank God for the Maraskis. That is just a general rule in life. I love the Maraskis. He's just awesome. They're both awesome in different ways. Different ways. Meshech Chachma, I love how he reads the Torah and Drashot and things like that. And he's a great Mefarsh on the Rambam. Maris Chios is one of the few Achronim who wrote on Psak systematically. He wrote Derek Hara'ah and all types of wonderful things. And you know, as you know, is the only person in the Shas, like the Vilna Shas, who has a PhD, right? Because cool.
Who is that?
Maris Chios. It's Yerush Chayas. He is, and then the PhD written about his life is also fascinating.
Huh.
For both, for as much as it tells you about the Maris Chios, and for how much it tells you about the author of that PhD, it's written by Buria Huttner, Huttner David, Rav Huttner's daughter, who like writes a very good PhD, but also clearly has like an axe to grind with the Maris Chios sometimes. And he's like, he was modernish, he was a heretic in rabbinic clothes. She goes on about it. He's a little bit of a modernizer, and it's very funny. Anyways. Well, it is in English. It's very long, but it is in English. And fascinating. Fascinating. I can send it to you later. Anyways, so now the Gemara said, V'savar Shmuel Amri M'sikas, and Zulasi Asan, V'atani Shmuel Mishom Rabbi Chia, Hidlo Shem Gagal Akhlakach, Patsar Rashi Chutin Shalan Ksheiren. So if you tie two of the tzitzis together and then you cut it, it's fine. So what does that show you? That shows you that he holds the act of cutting is significant, again, for whatever you think it's supposed to be significant for. My love, shekosher achagach posek. Aren't we talking about a case where he did all the ties and then he cut it? The Gemara says, nah. Lo sheposek achagach kosher. It was where he cut it and then tied. So the Gemara asked the obvious question. Posek achagach kosher, my lememra. Yes. That is normally what you do. You cut string and then you tie. Why is that a chiddush? So he says, no. Ma'u detemen be'inan knaf b'shas psil v'leka. He says, the machlokes is, when is the shas asiyas hatzitzis? You might have thought that the shas asiyah starts from, right? B'shas potlo, right? Meaning when you hang it. So therefore, you would say the fact that he put the strings in and then cut it even before he tied it, that's usher, because the maisa of putting it in and hanging it is already part of asiyas hatzitzis.
Isn't that what Tosfos
holds? Rashi holds. Rashi holds. Tochvo. Yeah, you have to figure out exactly how you're going to deal with that. Kamash malan, not. Kamash malan, that the psila itself is not the part of the maisa. Meisve. So then the Gemara continues. Tla'an v'lo pasuk rashi chutin shel en psulen. If you hang them and you don't cut them, they're pasul. My love, psulin le'olam. Doesn't that tell you they're pasul forever? Meaning that even if you would cut them, it would be a problem of whatever. Mechubar, tasam, asoi, whatever. Tiyufta dirav. So amr l'charav. No, my psulim, psulin atchi yifsiku. No, it means in their current state they are invalid, but you could be machshir them. Ushmuel amr psulin olam. Meaning whatever you hold. By sukkah you hold by tzitzis. Is it pasul olam or pasul until you cut them in our mouth here? Good. V'chein amar levi psulim olam v'chein amar rav masna amar shmuel psulim olam and ikadamri amar masna bididi havei uvda. So you have several people quoting it, and then you get a story that maybe it happened to me. V'asal gemed amar shmuel amar levi psulim olam. So now we actually get the principle that has been in the background for an hour and a half now, right, yesterday and tonight. Tilaan the achar kach pasak rashi chutin shalehen. If you hang them and then you cut them, psulin. The O Tanya gabi sukkah, and we have a brisa by sukkah that says ta sevelomina asui mikan amru hidla lavet agevin vedadlad vedakisus vesichich algaban. Psula. And again, now we have three ways of understanding this. Either it was Tasav Amanasi since the beginning, Rashi. Maybe Rabbeinu Chananel that it switched. Maybe that's what he means. Right? That it thought it was about Mechubar and eventually got Tasav Amanasi at this point. Or the Ritva, which is, this is the same rule. So, don't get too worked up about it. It's the same principle. Which again, if we were doing a Shira Mechubar, that's... Rashi and Ritva really deserve a lot of time in when you're dealing with Mechubar. The Rav has a nice analysis of the Machlokas Rashi Ritva in the Rishimos. If you want to look there, so he says, "Hey Chidami, Ilema b'shelo kitzitzan." If it's the case, we didn't cut them. Mari irya mishum tasav amina asui. Why is the psul tasav asui? Tepegle the Mechubarin in who? Which sounds very much like. Rashi, but these are two different rules.
Oh.
If it's attached to the ground, why do you have to tell me? Right? I mean, Rashi is the simple pshat in the sugya. Their advice is to counter read and say these are two madrigos within Tasav and Asui. Right? The machlokes is how Asui is bad. Is there only the madriga of Mechubar, which is definitionally nothing happened to it? Or is it even things where something did, you know, was done, it just is, you know, not done l'shem sukkah?
Sure.
And that's the problem, because you need an asiyah rather than you need not definitional passivity. Right? That's how the Ritva has to read this. So again, throughout, that's basically what he does. Ela bishikitzan uktani psula. It must be when you cut it. Ushmamin yad lo amrina kitzitzasan zui asiyazan tiyufta derav. So he says, no, amelach harav, achav my askinan. Dishalifnu shalufei, the minkara asiyah did who? It's a case where, right? Look at Rashi. Pashkan mina ilon at shenitkan mitoch shein kitzidasan nikerach kol kach sheshoch ven Rashi pshichasan etal ilon loavi asiyah me'alya. It's a case where you didn't cut it. What did you do? You stretched it out from the tree until
it broke.
And it broke. Meaning you were weaving it while it was attached into your schach. Mm. And it eventually it was so taut that it just snapped. That doesn't count. Because even according to the Shita that Ktsitsa is enough, that's because it's minkara. And here you introduce this principle that it sounds like for the maisa to be significant, it needs to be a maisa which is, right? Right, minkar, that something is about perception.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, it's not just, it sounds like even if you dafka stretch out so that it would break, it wouldn't matter, right? It needs to be a maisa.
Like a nicker maisa.
Right, yeah, it needs to be significant. It needs to be something that someone else would look at it and say, he did this l'shem sukkah. That's what allows you to say, right? That's the machlokas. The pshita holds that kitzitzasan is enough is because an outsider might look at it and say, okay, he did that l'shem sukkah. But if you stretch it out so taut, and then, you know, sometimes this happens, right? You're trying to make sukkot hakvanim. Right? You've seen sukkot hakvanim before, no? You've never... Do you know how they grow grapes?
Yes.
On a trellis, right?
Yeah.
Sure. It's kind of like... Yeah.
Anyone ever been to Gush?
Yes.
And go into the into the Mo'adon where Wilkinson used to give shir, and there's like a thing that looks like a sukkah with grapevines on top of it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So you know what it is. You stretch them out, right? Sure. You across these.
Yeah, he's got like hanging wires.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So line. Sometimes you'll have it in, right? You can just do it on like fences and stuff. Sometimes you'll do it in like a structure. Yeah. And it looks like a sukkah with, and it creates, you get this, like Ganapamon, I think, has like this.
Yeah, Ganapamon.
Okay, you know what you're talking about? There you go. Right, where it's like a, it gives you shade. It looks like a sukkah. Okay. And maybe, you know, you make a mistake once and you stretch the vine too much and it snaps.
I feel like you stretch it more like when it's growing.
The point is that it could happen. It would happen not on purpose. It could happen.
Yes.
Right? So therefore, that's not a significant act. So the Gemara says that's what we're talking about, that it's puzzle. Okay, kasha and rav. But so here you have sugya one of tasa v'lominasui. Right, sugya one, where Rashi's conceptualization is that everyone holds of tasa v'lominasui by sukkah and by tzitzis. What's their machlokes? Whether you need a full asiyah or you can't have it asui. Right? The mashal we gave yesterday is bishul akum. Right? By bishul akum, we all say we paskin. You don't need bishul Yisrael. You need a Jew to be involved to make it not fully akum. Right? It's not that you need bishul Yisrael. You need not bishul akum. Bishul Yisrael is defined in negation. Right? Via negativa. Right? Exactly.
Nice.
Right? In philosophical language. Right? It is not. No. It is not bishul. Now you understand. It's not bishul akum.
Right.
And that's Rashi.
Okay.
According to Ren Chananel, again, the machlokes isn't that. Machlokes is, do we even hold to this principle, at least earlier in the sugya? And then the Gemara says, but according to everybody, there is a madrega at which even a maisa is not a maisa. And that is shalfinhu. Something that is not perceived as an action for this purpose, bichlal. So, and the Gemara says that what's true of sukkah is true of tzitzis. Then the Gemara continues, Lema Kitanoi, let's say that this is Machlokes Tanoim, for now a third sugya. So far we have Tzitzis and Sukkah. The third one is Lulav, Avar Viliktan, Pasul, Divrei Rishim Ben Yotzadak, V'chachomim Machshiren. So, if you haven't gotten to Daf Lamed Bet yet, so you don't know what the sugya is, but Rashi will give you the summary. In Ve'a Hadas, if you have Hadasim with berries, if there's more fruit than leaves, it's invalid. Da'avale Menumar, V'lo Hadar, because it's Menumar. What's Menumar? Spotted. Right? It's like a leopard. Right? And it's not beautiful. The imi'atan kasher. But if you take off the grapes, the berries, it is kasher. The ein mematin biyom tov. The mentakein mana lahachsher apsul. But you're not allowed to do this on yom tov because it's mentakein mana. What?
Is that like the same
shirt as a leopard? Yeah. A leopard. That's my point. It's like a leopard, spotted. Because a leopard is spotted. Can you imagine, you have it in your head now, a leopard?
Yes.
Leopard, spotted, cat. Nice. Okay. What?
Smooth. Right. Do you like cats?
No, cats don't like birds. How could he like cats?
He hates cats.
Dimit. What happens if you violated the Isser Drabanan of picking the berries on Yantif? So what's the halacha? So this is where you have a machlokes. The Reb Shimon says pasol, and the Chachamim say it's kasher, even though you shouldn't have done it.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't seem like a tassel. No, it's not yet. Savrua de kuleyama lulav tzarech eged. The Gemara says at this stage we assume that everyone holds that lulav needs eged, meaning it needs to be bound. V'alfinan lulav misuka, and we derive the principles from sukkah to lulav. D'chtiv gavi sukkah tasev l'manasui, And my la baka miflege demanda machshir shav amrin gabe sukkah kitzitazan hu asiyatan vegabe lulav nami amrin likitazan hu asiyatan. Maybe this machlok is not about yontif. It's a machlok is about whether pulling off the grapes is going to be
tasulam
and asui. Because now, why is this connected to tasulam and asui? Because you already did eged. It's a case. The Gemara's suggestion is this is in the shita that you need eged. And what does the sheet of Luv Tzarech Eged mean conceptually?
That part of the Maisa is...
The part that you have to create a chetza of Lulav Hadas Arava. Bound together. If you bind it together, the Gemara is imagining that you already bound it together and you need to halachically, and then you take off.
Right. Yeah, the berries and stuff, right?
Right, so now it's going to be... It was already made... And now what are you doing? Right now it's tas evelom and asui. It becomes kasha once it's already bound.
Yeah.
And that's why they think it's a tas evelom and asui machlokes. That if you think, ligazin zu asiyasan, so it's a maisa. And if you think it's not, then you didn't do a maisa, it just became kasher. Once it was already the cheftza of lulav hadas arava. Or hadasim arava. Uman de bazal savar lo amrin and so gavi so kaksazan zu asiasan ve gavi lulav nami lo amrin de gazan zu asiasan. Where it says no lo de chule am lo amrin gavi so kaksazan zu asiasan. Vachav me lav lulav miso kamiflege. He said no. Everyone agrees ksita isn't asia. They are arguing about the principle. Man de machar savar lo yafin and lulav misoka. Uman de bazal savar yafin and lulav misoka. The machloket is whether there is such a principle in lulav and esrog at all. Or ibay sema yisraelan do lulav tzarich eged kule amalo pligid yafin and lulav misuka. Or they say everyone holds that if there is eged, meaning there is a chiv to create a chefta which is not just the lulav itself, then they would learn tasav and asui because it's telling you something very conceptually important here, which is tasav lomen asui only makes sense in a case where it's a created halachic chefta. Right, if ein zarach eged, that means that these are natural items that then you take together, but you don't have to create anything. You just have to use something which already exists. If you have to use something, then tasav lo manasui doesn't make sense because tasav lo manasui, by definition, is a principle in cases where there's a chiyuv asiya and it defines the type of asiya. But if there's no eged, that means there's only a chiyuv lekicha of lulav, esrog, hadasim, and aravot, and therefore there can't be limitations on how to make it because there's no moment at which you create a chefzei shel mitzvah. You merely utilize natural elements as chefzei shel mitzvah. So the machlokes is about ein sar lulav sarach eged or lulav ein sarach eged.
Yes. Right.
So that is the Gemara's third possible case of eged. Then the Gemara gets into the possibility that maybe you don't need eged b'diavad, but you do need a lechatchil because of hiddur mitzvah, and that's a different sugya, which if we were doing eged, we would get into it. That is sugya one in sugya. What in sukkah? What's the second sugya? How far is it? The next page, right? The classic case of tassel monosui is not this. What's the classic case of tassel monosui? Gadish, right? The next Mishnah, you'd base him at Aleph. Chavile kashvchile etzim chavile zradim and sachmen v'kulan she'tiran k'sher v'kulan k'sher l'dfano. Straw and reeds. You can't use a schach when they're in bundles, but if you untie them, you can. So and you can use them for wool. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Shma Minad Rabbi Yonos Antarte. Chada, we learned two things. Chada, ha. One was what we just said. The idach, and this is what's important for us, achotet bigadish, lazer lo suka in a suka. If you dig out in a mound of grain to make a suka, it's not a suka. Chada mishum gzeret otzar. One problem is gzeret otzar. What's gzeret otzar?
That's a gezera that you're gonna, like you're doing it for storage.
You might just take your storage house and turn it. Exactly, right? You might just use your storage house. And I don't know which halacha was based on which principle. So, Amar of Yirmiyah, Nechzianan.
if it's clean.
Right, meaning the two halachot are, you can't use bundles for schach, and you can't use a sukkah that's dug out from a Gaddish. So which halacha is based on which principle? So he says, Amr Rabbi Yirmiya, Nechzi Hanan. Damar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Mibnei Ma, Amru Chavile Kash, Vechavile Eitzin, Vechavile Zradin, Ein Mesachim Bohen. Why aren't you allowed to use bundles? Because Pa'amim Shad, Ba'amim Asad, Be'erif. Because sometimes a person will come home from the field at night. Vechavilato Akhtefo, and he'll have his bundle on his shoulder. Umala manichal gabi sukato kidili apsha, and he'll throw it on top of the sukkah to dry it out. Vinimloch alea lesikoch. And he will change his mind and decide to leave it there as chach. Vatora amra tasalom and asui. Midaha mishum gzeret asur. Midaha mishum gzeret otsar. Ha mishum tase velo. Min hasui. So he says, this gets a little bit confusing, right? But he says, why aren't you allowed to use chavile zradin? Which isser is it? Tazalon Asui or Otsar? Otsar. Didn't it say Tazalon Asui?
Nah, it's a Gezerim Mishum Tazalon.
Correct, it's a Gezerim Mishum Tazalon Asui. Right?
Yes.
Meaning, if you would leave it, it would be Tazalon Asui.
So they
make right?
Gezerim, don't leave it. Don't put it up at all.
Correct, which is...
Yeah.
So he says, Midah Mishum Gezerim Otsar Mishum Tazalon Asui, Rabbi Yaakov, Hach Rechib Rabbalo Shmielei, he didn't know this halacha or didn't hold of it. Amar Ravashi, Adach Chavile Kash Chavile Eitzim Mishum Gzer Otsar, Ika Mishum Tazal Man Asui Lekre. He said, what are you talking about? It's only Otsar, not Tazal Man Asui. V'achotid V'gadish Mishum Tazal Man Asui, Ika Mishum Gzer Otsar Lekka. Said, no. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha Hachad Iksan Eim Esach Men Lechatchila. Hu De Eim Esach Mishum Gzer Az Otsar Adar Reitz A Shaper Dami. Hazim Iksan Eina Sukkah Afil Diavad Mi Daraisa Nami Eina Sukkah. So what does he say? So if you look at Rashi, right? So Rashi's starting at Pamim Shadam Ba Min Asade. So he'll come Kolim Aracham in the summer. Mani Chal Gavay Sukkah Sheish Lo Kolim Arashan L'Mikneyu Mani Chavilin Sham L'Yabshon V'Lo L'Schach U'Mishig Shemagia Chag Nimla Chalim L'Schach. Right? Well, summer he put it up to dry. Sukkah comes, it's still there. V'Atora Amra Tasav Min Asui. Bipsul, the zeshen nisach sham shelo l'shem schach afil litzel el yabesh ein sham shem shokach halalav hilkach gazra banan so yisachu bechavilen afil matilen aleh l'shem sukkah zachag gzeira mishum chavilen the kol hashana the bipsul daraisa alma time hasidim mishum gzeiras osari umidarabanan. So right, what's the logic here? He says, if you had actually left bundles up there during the year, so it would be possible, because of Tassel Manasui. But ones that you specifically pick for Schach, therefore, they Tassel Manasui?
No.
So why should they be possible?
Otsar.
So therefore, he says that it must be there for the digging out into the pile is... It's Tassel Manasui.
What was the Hamina that would be Otsar and not Tassel Manasui? I mean, he wasn't sure which one was which.
Correct.
So why would he ever think Gaddish was Otsar?
Because it looks like a storage house.
Ah.
Right? You just piled up all your stuff in a pile.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then you use that.
No.
So he says, you skip down. So Rashi says, so then the Gemara said, but wait a second, do you really think that it's one or the other? Right? Is it really one or the other? So he says, no. Right, I mean, Rashi just spells it out, how it's going to be both, in both cases. So, Amr l'Char B'Yochanan, and it's Maskana, Masnisan Gufayu Daiki Kivatoi Masnisan Da'achaktan. He said, this is what it means. It says, Ein Mesachin Ba'en V'lo Ksani Ein Asukah. The Mishnah says that if you use piles... you shouldn't do it, but it doesn't say ain't a sukkah. which mash midarais a sukkah he, which makes it sound like midarais it is a sukkah. Hilchas al karchav b'manichan achshav l'shem schach kamar midrabanan v'lon nimlach al amunachin v'omdim d'ptul midarais. So he said, putting it there lechatchila is aser mishum zeres otzar, but leaving it there by accident, right, is tazamon aser, is pasul midaraisa. But by digging out in a pile, it's not sukkah. Mashma legamre ain't a sukkah. Zipsula midaraisa. Alma b'shalom nimna nani nianes chach l'shum sukkah kamar. It's a case where you didn't shake it for schach. Alon nia kasher da sukkah daite v'tikin v'lechet l'migzer b'mishum zim nacharisa shem muva tikin v'kol shekin shlo yavet. And he says, by the otzar, you're not going to say it's also midrabanan, because we're requiring you to do an action to fix it.
Yeah.
So we're not going to... You did the action, so we're not going to now be gozer. Don't do the action, lest you don't do the action. That doesn't make sense. We don't make zero like that. That's a very... Right? If the problem is passivity, and you're being active, we're not going to say, don't be active, lest you be passive.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't make sense, because you're being active, and you're asking whether it's fine, so we would never do that. So the Gemara's maskana is... leaving a pile on top of your sukkah... is paso midaraisa tasamonasui. Digging out in a pile of grain is daraisa rabanan. Daraisa tasamonasui.
They're both daraisa.
Yes. Putting a pile of grain lechatchila, a bundle lechatchila, is midarabanan. Right. That's the gara's maskana. Okay. So now we have three cases of tasamonasui.
Yeah.
Okay. Leaving schach on, not the shame schach, and forgetting it there. Okay. Digging out from a pile, and memela turning up with a sukkah.
Right.
And the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, about cutting grain, cutting schach that had previously been attached. So lemaskana, after a blot of Gemara, we have three different cases of tasa below. Mina Asui.
And you're saying that
two of them are muskam.
Yeah.
One is a machlokes.
Right. And since it's in lulav, are
you're... So let's focus on sukkah first. So now let's try to understand this. Why are two of these obvious and not subject to machlokes, and one subject to machlokes?
Yeah.
Again, not subject to machlokes is digging out from a pile of grain and being left with a sukkah. Putting schach on to dry, not l'shem schach, and forgetting it there, both d'oraisa.
Yeah.
Right? And not subject to machlokes.
Right, because...
Hidla lovet agefen.
Because there's a maisek sisa there.
Exactly. Because two of these is being made completely passively, and one there's an action, and therefore the machlokes there is, does the action count? Right. How much of an action do you need? Right, it's pretty simple.
Well, isn't there a maisek, like, in Gaddish, there's a maisek, like, digging out?
Ah, good. So tell me the difference. Good. It's a maisa in the sukkah, not in the schach. That's the difference. Right?
Yeah.
That one, there's a maisa in the sukkah, not the schach. Ah, you'll tell me, but what about forgetting it there?
No, that's the whole...
Bidiyuk, right? There's no maisa putting on schach. The reason one of them has a machlokes is because there's a maisa to create schach. So there you can have a machlokes. Is the action enough? Two of them, the schach comes memela. That's why it's obvious to everyone. Because everyone agrees, limaskana, that tasol and asri, there's a chiyuv asiyah sasuka. And as all the Rishonim Yacharim point out, why is this obvious to the Gemara?
The pasuk
says tasa. There is a halachic in giving it to asiyah to the point where the Yerushalmi thinks you make a bracha al asiyah suka. Al asiyah suka, either because it's a mitzvah or as the Netziv calls it, a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'torah.
Even if you do it before
Sukkot,
you're even
good bracha? Yes, you make a separate bracha. I'll see a Sukkot and later about Sukkot. It's different. No, they think it's a mitzvah to build it.
Hmm. So when does that start? When's the zman for that?
Whenever, presumably. Maybe 30 days, I don't know. Right. We don't paskin like it. The Poskim don't get into what did the Yerushalmi think.
Right,
but the Yerushalmi thinks you make a brach al asiyah,
yeah,
because the pasuk says it. So clearly, either it's a mitzvah, a hechsher mitzvah ktuva b'Torah, at the very least, it's a significant act that is necessary in the creation of the chetzah shel mitzvah.
Right.
So therefore, we have two cases that are muskam. One, there's a maisa, but in the asiyas, hasuka banada schach. And since the schach is the definition, that doesn't count. One, where literally you put it up there, not l'shem schach, and just forgot it. So it became schach passively by your change of mind. No machlokas. Machlokas in a case where there's a maisa, begufo shel schach. My only question, does it count? Good. So now we have a few minutes, so let's just try to polish off sukkah, because it's a huge sukkah. We can't really polish it off, but I want to show you one question. So the machlokas I want to show you, as I already mentioned yesterday, is, okay, so we have this principle, tasal ben asui.
Yes.
What is the nature of that halacha? It means you need an asiyah. Okay, great. Why? What does that mean? What is the psul? So, because we're running short on time, let's first look at the Beis Yosef, at the machlokas he quotes, and then explain the machlokas. I have more.
Oh, you do. Yeah.
So Beis Yosef quotes the following machlokas Rishonim. Matati kasuv sukadach zagag omrim ha'olam sha'azul azaz kodem she'asiru agag me'alam yishum tasav alamina asoi. Maram writes that you can't make a sukkah under a roof and then remove the roof because Taso Omen Asui.
Maram is the Rama?
Maram by Rittenberg.
Ah.
Maram Bar Baruch. That's what it says in the parentheses. Varav, I had to copy this from somewhere else because I had to erase my Bar Ilan and then put it back on my computer because it was having problems, and everything returned except for the Beis Yosef on Orach Chaim and half of Yaredea. So I got to figure out from there why that would ever happen, that my Bar Ilan would install everything except for half the Beis Yosef. What? Yeah, very unclear to me what happened there. So I had to copy it from somewhere else, but they had this formatting. He says that's not the case. If you built the sukkah and then you just take off the roof, that's not called tasav lo asui. It's only a sukkah yishana. He says, I'll prove it to you. The first Mishnah on sukkah tells you that if a sukkah is too high, you just got to lower it.
Right.
Mapitam, you have to lower it. And the Gemara says you could even put things on the bottom.
Mm. Right.
Isn't that tasol ben asui?
Ah.
The schach was pasol, and now you add it to the floor? Kosher!
No, the schach's kosher. The sukkah is
kosher. Oh, dainu ki ayyam lormin l'salik v'schach kodem. But what's the machlokas? Well, you know, let's read through it. He says, "Vizel Hashan Orchot Chayim Nuchal Omarsh Ilo Osim Sukkos B'Doch Habayis Vein Masin Rav Malachar Siko Chasuka Shein Shich Maneh V'Siko Chakach Mishum Tazmo Osu V'Shasar Zar Afim U'Pipuk Adabino Masal Achshar Siko Chanasu B'Psul." And the Orchot Chayim said, "No, if you build your sukkah in the house, you don't have to change the schach because the act of removing the roof above the schach is the ma'isa." And the Beis Yosef then says, "In near lead, the Lashem Sukkah to Gamar Vade loved after Lovin and Sukkah Lishma. It doesn't have to be Lishma. El Mishum Dazul and also Asin Lavach Much Gemara. Vachi Kamar Din Hidi and Sarch Lach was such a cool about Sarch Lenek Sat Mashai Bet Kila Mechubar Lachar Shinik Sat. He loved to Mishaz and also he dachi mad to Sukkah Tasek Shad also Sate Ruya Lissukkah. Darke Moshe. Kosova Kolbo. Vishem Bal Hashlama. Kol apsulim she'enan beguf paschach kishemevatlin eino tzarech maaseh." Where the Kolbo tells you, what's the svar of the Mekilem?
The Kolbo is from Provence.
From Provence, very good. Anytime the psul is not in the guf paschach,
right, like in the walls or whatever,
or in the height, yeah, or whatever, havi maaseh kigon sukkah shikabola malam esher mubana ba'itztabu miyata v'chol elu ha'osin sukkah tachas ha'bayis v'ein mesir nagar ar achar ha'siya ein shichal ha'neachsach schach achar gach lefi shegilu yagag v'azor sh'avim yamasa l'achshar ha'sikuch v'nasa v'psul kodem l'chein. Because we're moving the roof, that's enough of a mitzvah, that's fine. Uagos Ashrei, he quotes Rabbeinu Baruch the Asur, Bari Matir, Vinir and Dvarav Akan Lashono. And then the Maharil gives you another case. What about a tarp? A tarp. You built a sukkah behechsher, and now you have a tarp. So now what?
Take it away.
Does that, are you ever allowed to put on the tarp? Because now it became puzzle, now it becomes kosher to take off the tarp.
Sure, why not?
So he quotes, the Osun Gagan Asun Kmin Shriv, Sukos Magbino so Masaching and Sham, the Mutter Lachin Lum Common, Sham, and Skos Magbino, don't make great tassel and Asui. Bipsul, Maurel says, you can put a tarp on and take it off. It's not tassel and Asui. Vikain, Imsikech, Akach, Gila, Sukak, Shera, Umiukasav, Shatamulo, Echmatirim. Maurel quotes, the people are making, but Maurel himself says, I think it's Asur. The Asur, like, be a Elu, Hagag, and the Yom Tov, Sukhim, Shambinu, Sira, he says, but not because it's tassel and Asui. People were doing it at Yom Tov, he thinks the problem of building different Shiloh. Good. And the Ramah defends it. So let's try to understand this machlokes. Right, you have a machlokes. Whether Tasa Loman Asui is only when the passivity was in the schach, or
it's in the entire circle. Any psula.
Good, so let's try to understand it. Why would you say that? What are they arguing about?
It's a formatting thing.
Meaning, if you're trying to make a chafetz shel mitzvah, then if you're not doing, if you're not affecting the chafetz shel mitzvah, then it's fine. If the maisa that you're doing is just is not changing the chafetz at all, then
well,
it's okay.
Well, let's try it. Let's push it a little bit more. Meaning, if you hold that what tas alom and asui is a chiyuv, that what the person should make a sukkah. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be passive.
Right.
So then, what is the only type of psul that's gonna bring about the tazmal and asu problem?
It's in the making of the
thing. The problem in the schach.
Yeah.
But if it's a problem external to the schach, did I do a maisa?
Yeah.
Yes, I created the sukkah. Then I put on a tarp. So what? I created actively a maisa.
Yeah.
B'maisa, I created a chafetz shel sukkah. I was involved. So who cares that the sukkah experienced psul and then hechsher? If tazo and asu is a halacha, that the person must be involved in the building of the sukkah, however you want to understand it. Right? Not totally passive, he has to actually involve subjects of Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Then as long as the psul is external,
then it's fine.
It's fine because, in terms of the sukkah internally, the person created it. It's taseh. It's a, right? If it's a din in the person, then I have to be involved in the sukkah, in building the sukkah, then the only thing that matters is it a internal psul to the schach. So how would you justify the other position, that putting on a tarp already puzzles your whole sukkah?
That the moment I make the sukkah, it's going to be kosher. I've got to make a kosher sukkah.
Exactly. Meaning, it's not a din that the person has to build a sukkah. It's a din in the sukkah itself.
Yeah.
Right? That the sukkah, every time the sukkah becomes kosher,
it's got
to
be.
It needs to be active. Right? The sukkah needs it. Or it's a din in, right? This, or as I saw someone formulate it, zman. Right, meaning that at the, it's really a halacha that at the zman asiyas hasukkah, it needs to be kosher. But meaning, is it a din that the person is obligated to be involved? In which case, the only passivity that matters is passivity in creating the halachically significant sukkah. But if it's external, so it doesn't matter. And therefore, what do they say? To the extent that I need a maisa. What maisa do you need? The removing of the roof. Why? Because the removing of the roof makes it the person was involved in the hechsher asukah. Ah, you'll tell me, but the hechsher asukah came passively. It didn't.
Right.
Because I made the sukkah, and now I'm just removing the invalidation, which is either completely irrelevant or is enough of a maisa. But the sukkah isn't being created passively; it's created actively. The psul is being removed actively by me. So mamadav shach, the sukkah was created actively, and the psul is removed actively. So the person is involved. Benkach ubenkach. But if you think Tasav Lomon Asui is not a din in the person that he's chayv to be involved, but that the sukkah must be created, that Bishas Hechsher HaSukkah.
Right, the Makav HaPadish of
the... Right, the Makav HaPadish of the Hechsher B'Sukkah, it's a din in the sukkah,
right,
needs to be the Hechsher. So then, I put a tarp on, it's Pasol. I remove the tarp, there was no Maisa B'Cheftash HaSukkah, that was Makshir, it's Pasol. Yeah. Right? And therefore, you see this machlokes. Is it a din in the involvement of the person?
Right.
Again, you could call this chavzagavra if you want. But meaning,
sure.
Is tasov and asri mechayev the person to do a maisa asiya? Or is it machayev that the makav patish of the sukkah is done at a moment of Hechsher Sukkah? Now, I'll give you one last thing. Many of the Achronim say, you know what the Raya is? That at least by Sukkah, it can't be number two. Why they think the overwhelming number of poskim assume that by Sukkah it's a din in the person?
Oh, because of the Gemara in the beginning about the raising up the floor.
So first is that one. Yeah. And they give another Svara, which is very interesting, which you can quibble on, but it's an interesting argument, which is... A sukkah is definitionally pasul until when?
Sukkahs.
Sukkahs. You always build it b'shas p'sul. You always build it b'shas p'sul. It can't be a din that the sukkah has to be kasher b'shas asiyah because, think about it, are you allowed to sit in the sukkah l'shem mitzvah and shmiyat seret? No, it's baltosif. Are you allowed to sit in it erev sukkahs l'shem mitzvah? No, it's baltosif. Right? Samud. To the chag, which
What's
means
pus?
It is.
How can it be pasul?
Meaning it's you can't sit in it l'shem sukkah before or after, and therefore it's again you can quibble on this raya because but they bring this in one of their rayas that you see it must be in the person because a person can only ever build a sukkah.
B'shas p'sul.
Right, b'shas p'sul. And therefore it can't be that external thing. It can't be that the sukkah as soon as it created needs to be a functional halachic sukkah. It's not an erev sukkahs. By definition, now you could distinguish between Zman right. and Psule Sukkah in Achronim. It's an easy distinction. But this is one of the riot that you'll find in Achronim, why the majority position think by Sukkah it's a din in the person.
Okay.
Now, the question that we'll have to deal with next week is, again, we could spend years on Tazalot in each Sugya. The question we have to deal with is that same type of Chakira exists by Tzitzis. The question is, can we prove anything from Sukkah, or does Tasav Aman Asui take on different forms depending on the nature of the mitzvah?
I see.
Okay, we'll do that next week. For those who are in my share, the rest of you can figure it out yourselves.